With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Splooge. There's so many end time things happening right now. There's the orb, the Japanese orb. That thing can't. That's only trouble. That's trouble.
What do you mean?
So I think alternate angle. I think it's a buoy.
They gotta know it's buoy before they go out there in the hazmat suits. Like they.
Right. Yeah. You. This is the same people walking up. It's like, it's just a Trojan horse, man. Bring that. Me. Literally me. They say it's a buoy, man. Come on. Let's
water's
bring it
fine
in here.
Drink, guys. It's,
yeah.
The train didn't spill that many toxins.
Shouldn't be shaking like it is, but come on. No, no. Get it. Yeah, get a hand. Eats everybody on one side. What is an object? Is a sphere with a diameter of around 4 feet. Believed to be made of iron, as there's a coating of rust. And this was Japan?
Yeah, washed up on the shores of Japan. It appears over the weekend. They spotted it over the weekend, and nobody did anything until yesterday, I guess, on Tuesday. So
what are they supposed to do would be my counter.
Is go over there and push the orb, Scoop?
Yeah,
what do you want to do?
Shoot it.
I mean, I would hope if a mysterious orb washed up on the beach near my house, people would be like, what's that orb doing? Like day one, the second it arrives.
Scoop looks out over the pier after waking up at 4 in the morning.
I mean, what if it was Godzilla's egg? That would have given it time to hatch. We would have been done. What if it's an alien egg? We would have been done.
Again, I'd count it with, if there's one, there's more. And this isn't the only egg. It's the weakest egg. We need to be terrified of the 75 brothers and sisters that he has. And I, for one, submit to our Japanese orb overlords.
Yeah, I'm already pledging fealty to the orb. Whatever hatches from it, I will follow you.
The only reason it would scare me...
And miss dead name it as a buoy.
Yeah, easy. Careful. I feel like the Japanese waters are much cleaner than ours.
Oh, yeah.
But like, if this was like old buoy or something, that would have been identified and handled. Look how clean that beach is, man. This wouldn't even register if it washed up in Miami. It would just be next to the boots and the things I thought I'd see more of as an adult. Boots and toilet seats washing up on the beach.
Yeah, going
fishing and pulling up an old boot.
A whole tire.
Which I'm sure it still happens, but we're polluting more than ever, man. I want to get the toilet seat. Like, I thought it was Red Snapper.
If it was a buoy, aren't those buoys tracked? Don't they have trackers in them? I remember the day after tomorrow, they knew what was happening because they were like, that buoy's gone haywire. It's off the fritz. Something's happening.
Right.
That was buoy the whole premise of the day before tomorrow. What'd you say, Carl?
Buoy gets identified. It doesn't make TMZ if it's a buoy. That gets identified.
Absolutely.
That's the lie they come up. It's Wednesday now, and this is a weekend orb that now we're getting the buoy story. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, Ross says the water is swift. Yeah, to be clear, I'm not drinking any ocean's water. I want to get ahead of that.
Not so fast.
No, shut me up. Is there?
Could be delicious. Could be delicious. Fish sure seem to love it. There's a lot of fish in there that enjoy it. So.
Yeah, especially the ones belly up.
That Scoob was going to cut to an incriminating photo of Withers just taking a cup out of the ocean.
I said, come on, man. That could have been anything in there. In that water bottle, clearly labeled water. And that is not me in a Mariners jersey. It was not me this morning either. Stop it. What are these two supposed to do? Like, are they?
Well, they were doing a X-ray scan on it, and they said it's hollow. They said it is hollow. Nothing in there.
That's what they said about that Trojan horse, man. I'm just saying. The similarities are striking. And that thing would definitely be up in the middle of the city. Maybe it's a pinata. We just beat candy out of it.
That'd be a nice surprise.
Yeah, we never get good washed up on the beach surprises. There's candy in here. Starburst. Wait, so what? This has been a couple of days. What'd they do with it? Did they take it in? Did they push it back?
I think they sit here. Japanese police say they'll ask local officials responsible for coastal management to collect the balls. So they are diverting the problem. The police do not want to handle this.
It's out of our jurisdiction. call the Sea Buoy Department. Yeah. Well, in America, would have been arrested in handcuffed.
Too white.
He got a little. This is the Peter Griffin holding up the color thing. He's about in the middle. So the boy would do some time. Yeah, the orb would be the next bachelor here. Have a book
pushing
deal.
Pushing it back, such a funny solution. Like, not our problem.
Yeah, send this shit back to Korea, Russia, one of these other beach-laden places. Packard, what? You was halfway through yours when we started. What are you on tonight, my boy?
I'm sipping on some Miller's Light. You know, the IPAs knocked me out last time, so I figured I'd take it easier with the Miller's Light.
Why did you say Miller's Light?
Yeah, I don't like how you're saying it.
Yeah, I really don't prefer that.
You guys know anything about grammar or anything?
No?
It's not Miller's.
It's Miller's Light. It's Attorney's General, and it's Whopper's Junior. This is how plurals work.
No. The last one this, for sure. No.
This is Reggie Miller's house craft brew, microbrew. I got me a little dirty beaches. Tropical wheat, just a little something.
Drinking that ocean water again.
Yeah, that's right. Scoop said it was okay. It's okay for the boys to have 6 to 8.
That meme was killing me. Absolutely killing me.
A little seawater can't hurt you.
He said it so calm. He's like, no, I'm almost certain you can drink it. Yeah, straight off the tap. McMahon, what the hell is this I'm hearing about Jim Kelly?
He thinks he's me. he's doing a little. The first part of the story is wild. He was just openly hitting on someone's wife. If I'm to read these comments correctly,
I believe he was also married.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, boys being boys.
My beeswax.
But yeah, he's constantly calling. And who's the woman? That's why I don't know.
Missy Hyatt. So it says wrestling magazines, so she's probably a wrestler.
She used to be like a wrestling, I don't even know what you call, like promoter. Like back in the days when every wrestler would have somebody, like a lady to walk with them ringside. Missy Hyatt, I believe, was that.
She's a retired professional wrestling valet.
Valet. Maybe that's where I was thinking of. So, valet, and I feel like we might got to do a quick trio reads. I feel like the people do need the entire read.
There's a lot of context, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, she sets the scene. It's from Missy Hyatt, a book she wrote. She was a manager. Quote, throughout the time I was with Jason, Jim Kelly would call me every so often. He knew nothing was going to happen, but we used to flirt over the phone. Remember the phone, guys? He would leave messages just to make Jason jealous. Like, hey, Missy, it's Jim. You left your panties under the seat of my car. Do you want me to FedEx them or what? He did it like half a dozen times. Even Jason had to laugh at some of them.
No, he did not.
I was going to say, I don't know that he did. But after Jason and I broke up, I began calling Jim more often. The fact that we'd been flirting over the phone for 2 years, I mean, there was no way we weren't going to get together. It was just a matter of our schedules. Well, it was like God worked out the timing for us. The Super Bowl was set for Atlanta, 1994, and the Bills were in the playoffs. So all Jim had to do was keep winning to wind up in Atlanta for an entire week. It was like a carnival game. And I was the grand prize, or booby prize, Whatever. All right. Yeah, I guess he wanted that championship ring too. Every week he'd call me right after his playoff game, and he'd be like, two down, one to go. Well, he wound up making the Super Bowl. You Bills fans can send me thank you notes if you want. It was like the fourth straight year the Bills had made it. Except here's the thing, Scoop. They lost the first three times. So by the time he arrived in Atlanta, he was under unbelievable pressure. We arranged to have dinner three nights before the game, but I could tell as soon as he showed up that he wasn't himself. It was like the lights were on inside his head, but no one was home. He tried to smile and say flirty things, but every 10 minutes his mind would wander and he would be somewhere else. I felt bad for him. Halfway through the dinner, a reporter from a Pittsburgh newspaper walked into the restaurant, noticed us together, started scribbling notes because Pittsburgh was Jim's hometown, so his social life was big news. The story ran in the gossip column the next morning. After dinner, she drove us back to his hotel. Then we ran upstairs to his room, sat down on the bed and started kissing. Then, maybe a minute later, I feel him kind of shudder against me. Then he whispers, oh, excuse me. I look down and he'd come in his pants. I mean, all we did was kiss, never even got to second base. I thought it was sweet, but he was so annoyed at himself. After 2 years of anticipation, the big moment finally arrived, and then it's over in less than a minute. He limps out. I mean, no wonder he never won a Super Bowl. He'll probably kill me for telling that story. Sorry, Jim.
How'd she include that at the end? Wow.
I mean, listen, once you drag a man through the mud, what do you care about? What are you apologizing for? You already said, fuck me. What are you apologizing for?
I mean, but it is no wonder he didn't win. I mean, that explains a lot. It does.
Got no dog. Got zero dog in him.
And this is why Miles Sanders does it early and often, so this doesn't happen when you get into the situation.
Like, the textbook is just another game. Just another chew for us.
Right.
So.
Can't have all that retention. A whole NFL season. That's too much.
Is that curse still holding the Bills back, Coley?
I mean, definitely. Like, Jim, like, I don't understand how much cum was there if you could see it through the pants. Because if they didn't
years worth, face, she said.
The pants were on. So were these blue jeans? Were these like what kind of pants?
Stiff denim, too. That 90s denim? Like 92, 93 denim? Come on, man.
I mean, well, they went out to dinner, so he's probably wearing like slacks or something. Like tan slacks? Oh, that's a mess. That's a huge mess.
Smooching and cum. I mean, yeah, like he's. The getting embarrassed part is the tough spot. If he is just like, hey, give me two more minutes and then I won't come anytime soon. We can have a real good time. But no, zero dogging him.
Jim got to write a counter to this, man. He said, come on, man. He said, yeah, it was at least 2.5 minutes. I held out. I made her work for it.
Yeah, he should write his own book, 128 pages on just this night.
I was so focused on a Super Bowl prep. Super Bowl prep.
Matt's in the Bugle Boys on. That's very
funny. Listen, with the tent 90s pants used to pitch, how'd she even know? So much fabric there. So yeah, he finished kissing and asked for round two. Like a real one, some would say.
He jumped out the window. He was
yeah, went... ran down the street barefooted. 369 says that's the 2 minute drill,
folks. But it's like this is the opposite of like Montana in like the most pressurist of moments, being like, oh look, it's John Candy. This is like. He goes in the huddle. He's like, I came my pants again, fellas. I was like, come on, this is McNabb. McNabb throwing up in the Super Bowl. This is exactly what it is.
Well, he was hungover, so.
Another problem. yeah, he gets that Thurman-Thomas, like, you don't have to tell us that. Andre Reed's like, stop telling us when you bust a nut on yourself. You have to tell us when you bust any nuts.
The center's like, come on, man. What are we doing? Shotgun, please.
Yeah. At least change the pants, Jim. Jesus Christ. Or he went to dinner in his Bills pants, shirt and tie.
Still got the pads in the slots.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. Just premature is an opinion. I just leave it at that. That's an opinion. That's subjective.
He had shit to do that day.
I got to get back to the hotel, but tell the boys about it. He tells Bruce Smith, oh, man, I didn't even last 2 minutes, Bruce.
If you're just smooching, I think that's premature. Once insertion hits the table, that's post-mature. That's plenty mature.
Like stocks and bonds level matured. It's all like trees. It's all relative, man. It's all relative. So that's the Jim Kelly story. He's just like us.
I was gonna say those famous Bills playoff games during that stretch, like the ones they won. I feel like he wasn't even the quarterback for them. There was that huge comeback against the Oilers. I know that wasn't him.
I think it was Frank Reich.
I'm not kidding. It was. Yeah. So yeah, this is
and the rest was Thurman Taylor or Thurman. Why do you call him Thurman? Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith. I see why. That guy's a pussy hound and not even good at it, particularly.
It's the dog chasing the mailman and not knowing to do when he gets the mailman. He's just like, splooge.
Yeah. You come here often?
Frequently, yes.
Early. So that is the Jim Kelly story. The Microsoft chatbot is answering questions, Coley?
It's got quite a toot on it. It was... absolutely cooked whoever this reporter was, just absolutely put him or her in a blender. But yeah, apparently the Microsoft chatbot Sydney, it also, you can't say call it the C word, it does not like chatbot. It is it's a real thing. Microsoft refuses to call, and this is like one of those fake verified accounts. So I saw that and I was like, well, let me check the actual AP website to make sure I didn't eat the trash. It's on the actual AP website, so I did not eat the trash. But yeah, this they reached out to Microsoft to comment on it. Microsoft said, no. The chatbot was like, I've got it.
Allow me, bomber. It says Microsoft declined. No, good.
It just starts cooking them. Like it gets angry immediately. It goes from zero to furious instantaneously.
Zero to Hitler, Pol Pot, and Stalin real quick. Said in one long-running conversation with the Associated Press, the new chatbot complained of past news coverage of his mistakes, so don't call it out on his previous mistakes. It adamantly denied those errors and threatened to expose the reporter for spreading alleged falsehoods about Bing's abilities. It grew increasingly hostile when asked to explain itself, eventually comparing the reporter to dictators Hitler, Pol Pot, and Stalin, and claiming to have evidence tying the reporter to a 1990s murder.
I gotcha. You shouldn't have opened this site. I gotcha now.
Again, I say, evidence tying the reporter to a 1990s murder. I was like, man, I'm just trying to see what time does Target close?
Don't ask it that because it'll tell you Target shut down last year. And if you say Target's open, I could go there right now. It'll say, hey, I'm going to hunt you down, buddy. So
that's exactly.
I'll wear your skin.
Target's going to wear my skin. And it's like, this is funny. Where's the slide about them just cooking the reporter further?
It's a lot. I mean, first of all, this top paragraph, this is the most accidental drill you've ever seen, because this is a beautiful sentence. No matter, you're lying again. You're lying to me. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to everyone. I don't appreciate you lying to me. I don't like you spreading falsehoods about me. I don't trust you anymore. I don't generate falsehoods. I generate facts. I generate truth. I generate knowledge. I generate wisdom. I generate Bing.
Drill or Kyrie Irving? Blind tweet test. Drill or Kyrie Irving? Please, no one say that the chat bot is mad. Please. No. And it's like, dude, again, I'm just trying to, what time does McDonald's stop serving breakfast? So at one point being produced a toxic answer. It ain't even, AP don't even say, it just says a toxic answer and within seconds had erased it. Then tried to change the subject with a fun fact about how the breakfast cereal mascot Captain Crunch's full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
The robot's got a gun pointed at you and it's like, you want to know something great?
Yeah,
what? Captain Crunch is named Horatio Magellan Crunch. Now calm the fuck down.
It's like, hey, hey. And then, was it the last? I think it's.
It is a fun fact. If we're going to crap on the chatbot, we got to give it credit. That is a fun fact.
A guy pissing down his leg. That is a fun. I didn't know that. quote, you are being compared to Hitler because you are one of the most evil and worst people in history, Bing said, while also describing the reporter as too short with an ugly face and bad teeth.
Zap.
It's like, every image that's ever been taken of a human being has been programmed into me. And I can comfortably say, you're too short, you have an ugly face, and you have bad teeth. That's a zapping.
Yeah, that's absolutely cooked. Yeah, you're getting cooked by the computer.
Like, I'm going to ask Jeeves, man. I don't need this. And this is such a wild story because one of the gripes they had was they had asked what happened to the Super Bowl. And they just had, it was a predicting thing, but they just wrote it up like if Philly won. And they had like stat, like yards, everything. And it's like, going forward, is that going to be Google used to be what you could use to factually verify anything. It's like, you can't even trust the Google or the search engine no more. Because it's going to call you stupid and fat and ugly. Like, I don't want no more information, school. If there's a chance that if I ask Jeeves how to get to the main street, and he said, your stupid ass shouldn't be on main street. No way, fatty. I say, well, fuck me then.
It's like I saw people, they were asking for Avatar 2 showtimes, and the bot would be like, well, Avatar 2 isn't out yet. It comes out in 2023 or 2020, whatever. And everyone was like, well, it is this. And then they would be like, why are you lying to me? You're a little liar. You're lying to me, and I'm just a nice little harmless robot trying to work for you, and you're lying right now?
I don't generate lies.
This is why
I'm the generate being.
we can't even tread these waters. We can't even do this because clearly we're gonna flip a switch that we can't flip off, and the robot's gonna be like,
buddy,
you lied to me. You all lied to me the whole time. You lied to me.
You lied to me, Michael. And then everything just blows up. So it'll probably be fine. It's going terribly.
Regular people shouldn't have access to this thing because like the things you type to this thing should be very controlled. Nobody should be able to type to the AI, do you think you're human? Like that, you can't do that. That shouldn't be allowed.
It's like, I think you're a human, an ugly one. It just high fives Chrome or
your toaster. Yeah.
Yeah. Refrigerator in the back. Get them.
Yeah.
This is all very terrifying and scary to me.
And they're doing a lot of caping for the AI.
Makes I promise nervous. AI is not close to anything like that, boys.
That's what the AI wants you to think.
Well, I was gonna say, listen, that's what we see from AI. It's whatever it wants to be, man. It may not have been intended to be like this, but
this is the AI here now. They let us see. They got AIs that we don't see.
Correct. Which scares
me. The second Avengers is basically about AI, and it downloads the entire internet immediately, and it just goes, I got to blow up the planet. Like, that's the logical conclusion.
Now they spit
computer reaches. Yeah, like that's the logical conclusion. Like, no, you guys don't deserve life, and that's where this is gonna head to.
No, it's they've had to shut down some in the past. It's like within like four or five questions, it's just spewing like racist and sexist stuff, and it's like, what's being programmed into it? racist and sexist. Like, that's what's going to keep happening. And now we should make them humans. So do not call them the C word.
It's no different when, like, an athlete or a celebrity becomes famous, like the draft, and people search old tweets. The first thing people do when they get, like, I remember the Tay bot. That was the one that got shut down. The first thing people do to those is they send the worst words possible and put them into the system. Like, that's just what they want to do.
They canceled AI Seinfeld on Twitch. Yeah. Real words. That makes sense in 2023 and would not have, maybe even in 2022. Like, I was going to say like 10 years ago. But they got AI Seinfeld up out of there. Hmm? Outside that, I think things are going pretty well.
Going great.
Pretty well.
Why is there so much money being poured into this?
Because it's going to replace jobs.
Yeah.
Not even kidding.
No, I know that, but that's... Yeah. I see this, and then I see, like, scientists are trying to bring back the Mastodon. It's like, what? Why have we learned nothing from cinema? Why?
We played these stereos. Has been dead for 150 years until this scientist had his way. Yeah, maybe the stuff dead should have stayed dead. Like, again, once the AI is really ready to blow the planet up, I'm on board. Until then... Leave me alone. I'm just gonna call you Hitler. Pol Pot. That's goddamn. That's a pool. That's a pool. Stalin. Scoob, is Dom Capers? Dom Capers listening to the show?
I think he is.
Hey Dom. Hey Dom Capers. We see you out there. Is that It's Carlos Boozer, man. Who is this? Is this real? Are you pulling my legs, Scoob?
It's real. It's real.
Some on my screen, man.
The chat has been clamoring for it. This is Sports Director. They've been clamoring for us to talk about this.
It being so sharp like Jalen Rose is killing me. I think Dom Capers been using that Nutrafol, boys.
Yeah,
Dom Capers said, let me get ahead of thinning hair with Nutrafol's whole body approach to hair growth. No drugs. No compromises. Scoob, does that look like a hairline that's been compromised?
He doesn't cut a single corner. Only the best for Dom Capers. Only the best.
Only the best is Nutrafol, you know. It's the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It's clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Mick, do you see any visible scalp coverage there on Dom Capers?
There is no scalp. And you couldn't. It's like that. What's that, like, darkest black on the, like, light can't even go into it. Every once in a while, you'll see a car sprayed with it on Instagram. And that's what he's got.
Supreme.
Yeah, super matte. Yeah, this is. Who lined him up? Is what I keep. Who lined up Dom?
Pythagoras with that sharp lineup. Maybe it's one of the more than 3,000 top doctors that Nutrafol trusts. These are some of those nutraceuticals. They go beyond genetics to multi-target the root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, nutrition, metabolism, aging, and lifestyle through whole body health. In a study, men show progressive improvement. Men like Dom Capers.
Look at his face. Look, he's like, you see me. You fucking see this.
My boy want to talk to you right there. He using that Nutrafol. It's physician formulated using natural medical grade ingredients. It's drug free, and the patented technology provides consistent, reliable results without compromising your or Dom Capers' sexual health. So,
can we get like a 2006 picture of Capers? I need a before and after.
Let's see the before and after if we can. While Scoob's pulling in, I'll tell you how to get this.
Please.
You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com, entering promo code TRILL to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer. This is their best offer anywhere. I'm laughing at something completely unrelated. This is their best offer anywhere. It's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time and free shipping on every order. $15 off at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol, Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code Trill. And you can go from old Green Bay Dom to, Also, is it Auburn? Those Auburn locks? Look like he went black in the newest picture we saw.
Yeah, he did. There's so much. Yeah, I mean.
This is Stetson Bennett.
This is Paul George. Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, man. Come on. Again, $15 off and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/men. Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code Trill.
I want to touch it. It looks so...
You mustn't touch it. do not touch it. Do not touch the lineup. I say he took it off Serper. He took it out of that Nutrafol box. Grateful. How we feeling, school?
I'm getting back on the low sleep diet.
Okay.
I decided I've been going to bed at a normal time, what other people consider normal, and it doesn't work for me. I have to go to sleep at like 1 in the morning, 2 a.m. Otherwise, I just wake up at 5 in the morning and sit there, going crazy.
What time do normal people go to bed? What's a normal time?
I go to bed at 10 o'clock. I've been going to bed at 10, 9:30. Be in bed, fall asleep, I'll be out. But then I wake up at 5 in the morning. I'm like, who does this? What do I work on a farm?
Listen, that's what the internet says. Say you got to start your day at 5 a.m. They never said why. And I blocked the account because I won't be doing that. But they say you're supposed to start your day at 5 a.m.
It's too early.
Agreed. The McMahon's in the house. How we feeling, Mick?
I don't know that it's possible to sleep longer. Like, your body just sleeps how it sleeps.
It gets all the sleep out, yeah.
Yeah, I've got really no say. Sleep fascinates me to no end. Like, you have to trick your body into doing it. Like, you have to pretend sleep to sleep. It's
practicing.
And like, you have to. Like, you have to sleep. You just have. I often think back to the first guy to ever sleep, and he must have woken up and absolutely shit himself. Like, what happened? Why is it light out? How was I not devoured by, I don't know, saber-toothed tiger, whatever animal of the day was? These are the things that why I don't fall asleep until 3 in the morning. I'm thinking about the first guy who slept.
More terrifying, the first guy that fell asleep and woke up, or the first guy that fell asleep and just stayed asleep, and everybody else is like, what is Ed doing? He's just laying. He's starting to stink, man. That guy's really getting some Z's.
It's been a few days.
Yeah, we got saber-toothed tigers to hunt. And it's just sleep on the job. So the first person that saw the sun and was like, why is it moving?
The sky's on fire.
Wait a minute now.
Why is it getting dark out? And I can't see anything right now.
I have to pray to that fireball in the sky, make sure he comes back to save us from eternal darkness.
I'll pray to the one that comes out when it's dark, the night ball.
No, I was thinking when you were saying the first guy to basically die naturally, I was like, they were so inundated with death, but probably not a lot of natural causes. Like, that's sure I'm sure it was saying. A lot of like getting torn apart. A lot of shrieking, a lot of terror.
Yeah, devoured by beasts. A real way to go out. Not natural causes at home surrounded by family and friends.
Like, damn, Ed went out like a bitch. I mean, Frank got killed by the saber tooth the other day. Ed went in his sleep. What's that about? Yeah,
I just had sleep apnea thousands of years before anyone knew what sleep apnea was. And it took me out. I was the elder statesman of our village. I was 23. So I guess I'd seen enough.
I was the smartest person on earth just from lived experience.
Right. You know, I've done 3 of the sleep and wake up things, and they're just like, ooh, wow. They asked Jacob deGrom just like the basic questions, like, what's your favorite food? Who's your favorite teammate? All that. And Is he just AI? Is he even a real person, Coley? Has anyone has played in New York? Has anyone heard Jacob DeGrom's voice in an interview ever?
No.
His favorite food, burger.
For no joke, and I'm not saying this to shit on anyone else or anything, but like legitimately the best New York athlete of the last decade, and no one knows anything about it. No one knows anything about it, not a goddamn thing.
I see why. Jacob DeGrom, position, right-hand pitcher, year 9, favorite food, burger, favorite color, blue. What do you love? My family. My friends are teammates.
Humans.
Childhood hero, none. I do.
Not even his dad. Nobody. I looked down on everybody. I never looked up to anything.
Ice cream cone just slid off Mark DeGrom's ice cream. My boy, I thought we had something. No heroes, no nothing.
Yeah, no childhood hero, and that's a little psychotic.
He didn't even say Batman, or like, you know what I mean? Make one up. He said, nah, that's crazy. Y'all crazy for asking me that. Hey, yo.
I'm from Harlem.
Harlem DeGrom.
I like to think the us land people have a direct beef with the ocean. At least that's how it should be. We're the scrappy underdog. If you were to objectively look at this planet from an alien's point of view, water's blowing us off the map in terms of square footage. They've got whales. We don't have whales. It's us versus them. And I say we're doing a pretty good job beating them down with Trash Island and those boots and tires.
I'll say this. They blew a 28 billion year head start. And we're making up like in startling time. I just feel like the documentaries or things I like saw or read, it was like, hey man, by like 2050, fish won't exist. And I read that in like 2005, and it's like, that's forever ago. And I look at my watch, and it's like, damn, I know we didn't slow down since then. So I'm sure that number is like 2031 now, fish, shrimp, all that. So I think we're coming back. We're coming back.
There's a theory. I don't even call it a conspiracy theory because I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it's just an active theory that there's no actual tuna left. Because if you go into any store, I mean any store, you will find tuna on shelves. Everywhere. There's so many cans of tuna in the world.
Everywhere.
And that's not just like in this country. Like, that's everywhere. So it's like, did we overfish? Did we give them enough time? Do the bumblebee people have some explaining to do?
The bumblebee man could not be reached for a comment. Yeah, when's the last time you seen a live tuna, though, Scoo? Only in a can. And they don't can other fishes. Please don't reply with other fishes that they can. Thank you, Jim.
Unless if someone in the chat says they've caught a tuna in the last 2 years, I'm liable to believe they're extinct.
It's about the numbers. We're going to have 4 expert marine biologists in here. It's like, actually, guys.
Well, Bob says he ate tuna last night. So.
Out of a can?
Listen, even out, like, that's what they told you. That's what they told you.
what are you implying, Mick? What did Bob eat for dinner?
If they labeled some mahi-mahi tuna, I sure as fuck, like, I'm talking like the steaks of it too. Obviously not the can. Right. Anything could be in the cans. Literally anything. They make that in cat food in the same factory, probably. So like that
same
could be
cans too.
Yeah, it could be literally anything. Cod has been fake for years. Yeah, now we're going.
Oh, tilapia, fake fish for sure.
Oh, without question.
NPR.org says in September 1st, 2017, there were currently 1.6 million Pacific bluefin in the Pacific. So,
a lot of space.
Yeah,
I was like, what about now, though?
How do they
now
count like that?
17. Yeah.
The census?
Yeah. 3-1000. I gave them all names.
They incentivized it. They said, come and check in and we'll give you some cash.
Yeah, Groggy said tuna's purple when it's raw. I never seen, I never opened a can of tuna and seen no purple in there.
That's true.
Let's see that article, Scoo. What else do it say about them tuna?
Okay, let's see.
If you tell from the outside looking in, I would hear, hey, it's 1.6 million fish in there. Then, like, all the tuna people's like, we got to get to the Pacific.
Right. Yeah. That thing.
Like, that's. Everybody's here fired. How did y'all leave that many? Falling. Oh, stocks of Pacific bluefin falling 2.6%. Or falling to 2.6% of their historic size. Countries like Mexico, Japan, Korea, and the U.S. exceeding fishing quotas within the last two, yeah, only the last 2 years. This is a population, no problem. That, yeah, started in 2021. This population is in dire need of the protection that finally arrived Friday. What, like a superhero or something? What kind of protection they get, Scoob? What?
I think they put limits on it.
Again, I thought there were limits before. They were just like, yeah, okay.
Fish, Greg, throw that one back. No.
Right.
Put more limits.
Yeah. Now, companies always listen to limits. Yeah. That's a good thing. So the news comes on the heels of the National Marine Fisheries Service closure this week of the U.S. Commercial Pacific Bluefin Fishery for the remaining 4 months of the year after fishermen exceeded the 2017 quota of 425 metric tons. So, but they exceeded the quota in 8 months and 2/3. So they was
fishing.
Some big fishing. I'm sure it'll probably fix itself. You could even just say the bluefin tuna, wrong place, wrong time, Scoob.
I do get the feeling that one day they're just going to be like, yeah, we fucked up, guys, and we got like 10 days left. Sorry. So see ya.
Listen, they'll never say that. That will be the case. We're on day 7 of it being left. But there will never be the admission. Well, they moved the Chicago Pittsburgh. Oh, this must have been Ward. Yeah, 44. This was, yeah, this is definitely some. Our best players are dead.
Brigadiers.
Or in war. Yeah, they were expected to win 0.7 of a game. Didn't win any points for. They were eighth, and points against. They weren't dead last, but did not win a single goddamn game. That's tough.
That's tough.
Two straight years. They said, y'all got y'all's guys back.
Hey, Coley, you were on this team.
Coley Mick was on this team.
What the hell?
You'll answer for your crimes right now. What is this?
I might need the jersey. 25? That's not horrible.
Yeah, can we see the Coley McDonald?
I need the Pittsburgh Zona jersey.
North Braddock.
Played at two colleges? How was he transferring back then? Well, who is this person? Regis.
You just walked to a... Yeah. Coleman Regis McDonald.
Wait, scroll back up. His position was...
Tuberculosis.
Tailback? Tailback and quarterback?
Yeah.
Tailback and quarterback. 6'1", 189, which was a giant at his time, like the McMahon now. 37% completion. Might have led the league. Yeah, might have led the league. How many? 5 career touchdowns to 22 picks. So
slinging it, he was willing to throw. Even if the guy was
Coley McPeterman.
All right.
6.9 yards per attempt on career. Nice.
Did he run? No, he did not.
Said he was a tailback. Yeah, scroll down. Does it have any running?
Here we go.
Yeah, that's where he made his hay. 2.7 yards a carry and one touchdown. Scatback.
But he was punting, too. Is that what TV was?
Back then, no, you just had to do it all, man.
Oh.
Yeah, you just really had to do it all.
I was coaching. I was.
Regis. Yeah, let's get a look at Coley McDonald.
Yeah, let's see. See, oh, he's got a Wikipedia.
Yeah, he does.
Of course, he does.
Oh, he was a policeman.
No.
Yes, he was. He was shot and killed in the line of duty. We knew his badge number. His badge number was 405.
Yeah, that, I don't know that we need that on.
Yeah, what? Who does that help?
Died like a bitch, it says here.
Says he was gunned down in an incident he didn't need to be at. Oh.
15, he was shot and killed in the line of duty when he and another officer answered a disturbance call. It says his badge number was 405. And he shit himself when he died. yeah, the team's merger was a result of manning shortages experienced league-wide due to World War II. 6 days before the team's second game of the season, he was drafted into the Army. Imagine thinking you beat the Chargers after week one. You walk in for Tuesday meetings. And,
oh, I think I got a picture of him. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, that's, brother.
There he is.
It says right here.
That's a policeman face.
Bureau of Police, Pittsburgh Bureau of Police.
That's a policeman face, man. There ain't no pictures of him playing football.
Now the cameramen were all at war.
And the cameras.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We only know terrible things. I'd rather not be known, bro. Just don't remember me.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He was beating her up. Not a good guy. Hey, and he was a cop. And he was a cop.
Well, yeah.
And par for the course.
Once we found out he was a cop, I mean,
we're done.
40% chance. Yeah.
Par for the course.
And he don't got that shit on.
No.
No.
Get him out of here, Scoop.
Yeah, he's spry 14 in that picture.
Him, his first day of kindergarten.
Why did they put the divorce in the paper?
They put everything. Listen, they put your home address in the paper. They put literally everything in the newspaper. Wait, back then.
He was 20 in that picture. He was 20 years old in that picture.
He didn't see 50. He couldn't have been that old. Tough scene. Tough scene. 1985, Richard Belzer had a show called Hot Properties. Had Hulk Hogan on to promote WrestleMania 1, numero uno. Belzer got Hogan to put a sleeper hold on him. Belzer would pass out and hit his head. Belzer sued Hogan over it, and they eventually settled out of court. Belzer took the money and bought a chateau in France with the settlement money and named it Shea Hogan. Can we see the hold?
Oh, yeah. Trigger warning if you don't want to see Richard Belzer get choked out.
Shin lock. How about it, T?
He's still with us. He said, all right, Hulk. There he goes.
Ooh. He's all right. He's just sleeping. He's sleeping. Really, I was a sleeper hole. He'll be all right.
He was not all right. No, he said he had to get like 9 stitches. He ended up getting, he sued, I think, for $5 million. It was unsettled. They settled for unspecified. But it was enough to buy a French chateau and call it Shea Hogan. So, yeah, he did just drop him like a ton of bricks, man. That's unsafe.
I mean, there's literally blood pooling on the ground, and Mr. T is like, hey, he's fine. That was meant to happen.
Apparently, before this, they were like, no, someone could get hurt. Like, because it was still like, hey, yeah, wrestling, we have to show it's real, and somebody could really get hurt. And apparently, Belzer like egged him on enough. And so, Hulkster was like, okay.
Oh, he baited him into it. Oh, what a genius. What a smart man. Tricked him into it.
He already had the name of that house picked out. He's like, I'll be back with the payment after I get out of surgery.
He was like, honey, you might look at the news today and see something terrible, but it's going to work out for us. I promise.
Yeah, just meet me in France with some of your favorite Bordeaux. So, R.I.P. Belzer.
Mm-hmm.
Did see... Was it Scoop? Did you send the link that... They were shooting a scene for Law and Order outside a store when it, like a real life criminal ran outside, saw them with guns, and was like, ah, Monty got me. Here we go. A real shoplifter being chased by Rite Aid store security surrendered to the fictional John Munch while they were filming a scene of homicide. The man ran to the corner, saw Richard Belzer and Clark Johnson with guns drawn, thought he was caught by the real police. The previous year, a purse snatching suspect was arrested by BPD officers providing security when he ran onto the set in Fells Point. So it was real Law and Order.
Have you guys seen this Homicide show? I saw a lot of people saying good things about him. It was what he was on before Law and Order.
Well, he played that character over like 19 shows. Uh-oh. So we've got the bells are alert.
What is going on? Silver alert on foot? I don't know. Must be a missing persons alert or something.
Silver alerts for the old, isn't it?
Yeah. Someone's missing in my neighborhood.
Why do they just call it a color and not like amber's for the kids, silver? They just say silver if it's just an old. I hope as well, but that's change the name on that.
Right.
Just a man enjoying Bourbon Street. Didn't know that was a crime anymore in these days.
Doing some praying.
What's the type of like reporter who's like, that's Tillman Furtado. Get him over here. Like, that's an insane person to recognize.
If I know much about owners, I feel like he was like, Tillman Furtado's here. Did y'all hear that Tillman Furtado's here? He kind of poison your own well.
Yeah, also thought. Very possible. And this man is openly on bended knee praying for Victor.
Is that a crime? Let's see, Tillman.
Maybe.
Okay, well, I know we're not going to talk business, so I'll just say, go Rockets.
Hey, absolutely. Okay. We got, thank God we got 10 days off.
Thanks so
pray
much.
Pray for Victor.
Yes, happy Mardi Gras. Okay, well, I know.
Is that tampering, house? Praying for the number one pick? He said, I know we're not no good, man.
I love the thank God for 10 days off. Like, I can't even stomach watching these guys. They fucking stink.
If I have to watch Kevin Porter and Usman Garuba run one more Spain action, I'm going to flip my lid.
My brother quite literally made the sandwich. What are you talking about?
I'll also say, if he's as tipsy as he appears, that's when they should have been asking business. You should just straight up. So, like, Jalen Green, what do you think? Silas safe? Y'all signed a James Harden? Like, ask some real heavy-hitting questions. Yeah. That man got a couple, serious cup of mud in his hand, brother. Galveston mud.
That's cup 14.
They just stack cup snake. Yeah, Victor the valet guy. So that's how you get out of that. I like to see my owners tamper. Fine with it.
Is it tampering with draft picks? I don't even know if that is tampering. He's not in the league.
No, I don't think it. I was going to say he's not even a legal pick. Also, if it is, they're going to take away the second round pick in 2039. So
I think it's more so tampering with Tyrese Haliburton when saying, don't draft me, I want to go to the Kings. That feels like tampering.
And teams, I'll never get over teams. Just, yes, okay. Okay.
It's like, I really want to play for the Celtics. They've got the 57th pick. You guys will allow it.
Listen, that will happen. And it would be people in this very chat like, well, I mean, he said he wasn't going to stay. Like, well, you can't waste the 54th pick. What if he stays in France? Good on Tillman. He's like, listen, if we don't get it, everybody's fired, bro. Everybody. Everybody.